Hello, good morning everyone. A very blessed morning to you and welcome back to our online Sunday service. Although we can't meet you physically, but we are glad that we have this online platform to be able to worship God together at the comfort of our own home. So for newcomers, if you are new to ICS Singapore, do give us a friendly wave at the chat box just besides your screen, because we would like to get to know you better. And of course, we would like to keep in touch with you. So how can we keep in touch with you? So very easy. We just want you to fill out the electronic contact card at the link, which is provided at the chat box as well, so that our brother and sister in Christ will be able to get in contact with you. So if you have been attending ICS Singapore for the last 3 months, we would like to also take this opportunity to invite you to join us as a church member. So how do you sign up as a church member? Please WhatsApp to our ICSG updates group, or you can check with your cell group leaders for more details on the membership. Now, fellowship. We have a fellowship event right after the service today. So we will basically have a virtual hangout via Zoom. So we will really love to meet all of you online to have a chit chat and to really catch up with you. And so how can we meet? So the Zoom link will actually be posted in the chat immediately after the service, so that you just click on the link and you can join us. And we would really love to meet you after the end of the service. And we would also encourage you to follow us on our social media platforms so that you are aware of the latest happenings in our church as we continue our online services in light of the current COVID-19 situation. So please do register for our ICSG Updates WhatsApp group if you have not done so. And please subscribe to it so that you'll be able to fill yourself with more information on our church. Now, next will be the Bible study. So as all of you know, we have completed our Luke Bible study. So now we are starting on the book of Acts. So we are starting this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. So we will be covering from chapter 1 to 5. So we do join us and let us grow together deeper in God's word, as you know, God's word is our spiritual food, right? Okay. And now, woman of faith. So the woman of faith are meeting every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and they will meet up for a book study. So do consider joining them if you are available in Thursday morning. Again, please register or subscribe to our WhatsApp group, ICSG Updates, for more information if you are keen to join. Now, tithes and offerings. ICS Singapore would like to thank you for your tithes and offerings. And we would appreciate that if you could do your offerings through electronic means. So you can use your bank app, regardless of what kind of bank you are using. Just scan the QR code, or you can actually transfer via PayNow or PayLah. And if you don't have the bank app, you can actually can also do it with like manual entry, like just transfer to our church bank account. Cell group. So ICS Singapore is a cell group church. We strongly encourage everyone to be part of a cell group, whereby you can journey with a close group of like-minded people in your Christian walk. So we have a total of 7 different cell groups, ranging from different age group, or if you are looking for a single cell group, working professional cell group, or family, we have different cell groups catered to your needs. So we do encourage you to join one today if you have not been joining a cell group. And please fill in the contact form as well, and we will get back to you shortly if you would like to join one of it today. So that's all for today's church news. And before we proceed into worship and passing it to our worship team, we would like to start with a word of prayer. So now let's bow down our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord, and give you thanks and praise, O Lord, that today, Lord, that we are able to meet each other and we are able to worship you, Father, Lord God, at the comfort of our own home, or Father, Lord God, using, you know, the technology that we have today, Father, Lord God, to worship you. Lord, nothing, yes, Lord, nothing can stop us from worshiping you, Lord, even if we can't worship you physically, Father, Lord God, but yet we are still able to worship you with, you know, through online, through virtual services, oh, Father, Lord God. Lord, indeed, Lord, your name is above all names, oh, Father, Lord God. We want to give you all the praise and want to rejoice, Father, Lord God, for Lord, you are a good, good Father. Yes, Lord. I just pray, Father, Lord God, for today's worship, Father, Lord God, as you lead us, oh, Father, Lord God, into the worship, that we will be able to be in your holy presence, oh, Father, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts, oh, Father, Lord God. Stir up our hearts, oh, Father, Lord God, whatever concerns or worries, oh Father Lord God, we have in Jesus' name, oh Father Lord God, to cast out all of this, oh Father Lord God. And I pray, Father Lord God, may the God, your peace be among us today, yes, oh Lord. Lord, so pray, Father Lord God, for Summer, I pray for Pastor Sandra as she's sharing your words, oh Father Lord God, that your words, oh Father Lord God, become our source of strength, oh Father Lord God, that we know that, Lord, through your words, oh Father Lord God, that we will be able, you know, to know more of you and to really grow into a deeper relationship with you, Lord God, Father. And as we really starting with our service, I just pray, Lord, that you prepare our hearts, oh Father Lord God, today, that as we come before you, Lord, just to quiet ourselves and just really focus all our eyes onto you, Father Lord God, and just really, Father Lord God, to be with you today, Father Lord God. And we want to commit today's Sunday service onto your hands, O Lord, that may your Spirit, Lord, to be among us, O Father Lord God. Thank you, Abba Father, for listening to our prayers, Lord. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, church, and let's praise our awesome God.
Let's pray together. Father, we come before you and we thank you for all that you have done for us. Jesus, we don't want this just to be another Sunday morning where we are just coming online and connecting with the church, but without really putting our whole focus and attention on you, Lord. And Father, we just pray that this morning, Lord, as we come before you and as we have just worshipped you, Lord, that Father God, let the worship continue to be in our hearts throughout this day and throughout this week. And we pray as well, Father God, as we go into the Word this morning, may you reveal your Word to us, speak to us, encourage us, and lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Be so very welcome to In Christ Singapore this morning. And I just want to start by announcing one thing or bring to our attention one thing. And that is, I know we have been missing the communion. And we are going to have our first online communion. We're planning for our first online communion on the 6th of September, which is the first Sunday of the month. And I want to encourage you to talk to your cell group leaders to get more information of how you can receive the elements, how you can get the elements so that you can partake in the communion on the 6th of September. So do contact your cell group leader to get more information on that. And as well as those of you that are not a part of a cell group, you can contact us directly to see how you can pick up the elements. So you have them at your place once we have the communion on the 6th of September. But with that, I would like to bring our attention to today's sermon, which is called My Sheep Hear My Voice. And there is a video on YouTube or social media, and you can look it up yourself, which is under the headline of Sheep Running in Circles. And it's kind of a little bit of a comic video. When you look upon the sheep, there's a group of sheep, and there's a car that is trying to get past them, but they're just running in circle, chasing one another's tail around the car. And I think it's quite a interesting picture of how oftentimes we as a believer can have similar situations in our life, that without a shepherd, we are so lost. Without a shepherd, we may just be chasing one another's tail or chasing one another and trying to make sense of the life or following examples that doesn't lead us anywhere. But we so need our shepherd. We so need to hear the voice of our shepherd so that we get a greater understanding of where we are going or why we are going there and a direction in our lives. And as we look upon the Bible, it's very, very obvious that our shepherd is Jesus Christ. And as we see in his word that Jesus says that my sheep, they hear my voice. It's not a maybe, it's not a possibly, but it's actually a promise. Those that follow me, they hear my voice. They know my voice. And as a pastor, I so often hear this question, how do I hear the voice of God? How do I know that he is speaking to me? And some people even say, I've never heard the voice of God, being believers. But if you just think about your own life, has there ever been a moment in your life where you have maybe been listening to a sermon, you have been reading the Word of God, and then something just really speaks to you and encourages you in the midst of the situation you are walking through? You know, that is the voice of God. Or you are listening to a sermon, you're reading the Word, And suddenly you are confronted in a certain area of your life. You know there's a need of repentance. That is the voice of God. So, or you may just receive an idea out of blue, out of nowhere. And we may often mistake the voice of God for our own voice and think, wow, I'm so smart. How did I think of that? But oftentimes, we are more aware of the voice of God than we actually realize. Because the moment Jesus Christ came into our lives, we became the children of God. And as the Bible says, my sheep, they hear my voice. But it's about learning to also obey it. It's about learning to give ourselves to it. And to really learn to trust it as well. And Jesus says in John 10:7-14, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. Then it continues in verse 27-28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. You know, this is a very famous passage. It's something maybe many of us have read so many times or heard so many times. But there is so much truth in it when it comes to the security of us as believers in Christ, as well as the relationship that we are called to. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I wonder, why sheep? Why does Jesus compare us to a sheep? Why not a bear or the mighty lion in this passage? But no, it had to be something as humble as a sheep. And I don't know what your image of a sheep is, but where I come from Iceland, is that we don't always have the most kind of royal picture of sheep. Because honestly, to see them at times, you know, they don't always look like the smartest creatures that you come across. Very cute, but not always the smartest. And sometimes when you drive the roads in Iceland, you may suddenly encounter like a group of sheep that are just sitting at the road. And there they are just sitting, even though the car is coming. There they are just sitting and they're chewing on their hay and they feel like they own the whole world. And not even aware of the danger that is coming their way. But maybe Israeli sheep are a little bit smarter. But when it comes to sheep, there is something still in about them, the picture of them, that when they hear the voice of the shepherd, someone they trust, someone that has a certain kind of relationship with them, they follow. And that's exactly what Jesus intends for us as believers. Because like sheep, they may be vulnerable to all kinds of creatures, as was in Israel, they may be vulnerable to the creatures that come, being a bear or a lion or something that may want to devour them. And if it was a bad shepherd or a hireling that didn't really care, he wouldn't risk his life for the sakes of the sheep. But a true shepherd is someone that even in the days of Israel, and as we see in the life of David, before you became King David, that a true shepherd would fight the danger that comes in the way of the sheep. And that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He is our shepherd. He gave his life for us. He laid down his life for us so that we could receive eternal life. But not only that, this passage also shows us that in him we have a certain security. In him we have that trust. In him, this passage shows us there is that protection. And because before, as Jesus speaks about himself, You know, many that came before him, shepherds that came before him, or thieves that came before him, may even have come in the name of God. But they didn't have the best of interest for the nation of Israel. They didn't have the best of interest for Jewish people. So what they brought may have stolen. It may have robbed them of things. But Jesus would compare himself to the thief and him being the good shepherd. And in this passage, we have that famous verse in verse 10 that speaks about the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come to give life and the life of abundance. And if we think about that for a moment, what a relationship God has called us to, that he is our good shepherd. We are the sheep. We are sometimes clueless. We are sometimes good at going astray or being sidetracked by different things. And we are not always aware even of the different things happening around us. But and when we look upon sheep, they are kind of, they look a little bit in their sense, sometimes a little bit innocent in the way that they carry themselves. And oftentimes, that's the case for us. We're not always aware of everything that is going on around us. We're not always aware of the spiritual battle even that we find ourselves in. But we have this promise of a good shepherd that has not come. When we hear his voice, he does not lead us into a danger. He does not lead us into something that is hurtful for us in that manner. But when we follow him, we know that he has come to give us life, and he has come to give us a life of abundance. That as we walk through the different challenges in life, that and listening to his voice, we know that his voice is leading us through those challenges. His voice is shaping us into the character and that he has called us to have in our lives so that we can more and more fulfill his plans. But it's something about that voice of God. That when we hear the voice of God through the Holy Spirit today, we can know that it's based on the goodness of God. It's the good shepherd that calls for us. It's the good shepherd that is leading us. It's the good shepherd that is protecting us. And because of him, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear the terror of the night. We don't have to fear the different things that we face. Because our good shepherd is with us and he fights the battle together with us. So he is the door, as Jesus says, I am the door. And if anyone enters, verse 9, through me, by me, he will be saved and he will go in and out and find pasture. So because when we come to Jesus, when we give our lives to him, after that, as it speaks about, we'll go in and out and find pasture. There is that prosperity. There is that taking care of our needs. So it kind of brings a description of us as his followers. All of our needs are provided in him. All that we need in this lifetime is already in him. And it's from that trust in him that we can rely on when we hear his voice, we can trust him. Because he is not the thief. He is not the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he is the good shepherd that gives life. And not only that, as verse 14 shows us, where it says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. So the relationship that Jesus is speaking about is not one of acquaintance. It's not one of a relationship of knowing of someone, but it's actually a relationship of, hey, I know them. I know them by name. But it doesn't end there. They know me. They don't know of me. They know me. So in the midst of our relationship with God, there is that expectancy and there is that promise. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep can trust my voice. My sheep can rely on my voice. My sheep can believe that when I say something, I'm not out to get them or hurt them. I'm out to lead them, to prosper them, to help them, to guide them, to strengthen them. And it is also given that it's not just us, Him knowing us, but it's one of a relationship where we really know Him. And there is something about this relationship with God that will lead to different kind of action in our life. So we establish that. It doesn't matter how long you have been a believer. It doesn't matter if you have gone to Bible school in that sense or done any kind of great studies. That does not determine if you're able to hear the voice of God. Your starting point as a sheep of God is that you are able to hear the voice of God. But oftentimes the very thing that God speaks to us will also lead to action. It doesn't just stop with Him speaking to us, but His voice can challenge us. His voice can encourage us. His voice can affirm us. But His voice can also be one of action. When He speaks to us, He expects in that trust with Him. Because He is not the thief. He is not there to steal, kill, and destroy. But in everything He does, it brings more of the life of God. So when God speaks to us and the speaking leads to obedience, we can be confident that we can trust Him. As it says in verse 27 in chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So they hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I hear Him, and I follow. I don't just hear Him, then I take my seat on the couch, I get very comfortable, and then I wait until I hear something else. No, I hear Him, then I follow. And sometimes that voice of our shepherd comes in different manners when it comes to choices in life. And every time we hear the voice of our shepherd, it's always something that we can compare to the Word of God. Does it stand with the Word of God? Or is it out of the Word of God? Because Satan, the thief, will try to steal the truth of God for us. He will try to direct us into different ways. He will even try to make us doubt the Word of God. But when it comes to God speaking to us, everything He speaks will be in line with the Word. And He will never contradict Himself. But when we hear, there is an action that needs to take place. So oftentimes, I think as believers, this is where we are challenged. But that's why I want to put the foundation today. He is not the thief. He is the shepherd. He is not out to get us. He is out to prosper us. And one of those times, as I was preparing for today, I was just reminded that one of those times when God spoke to me was when I was in Bible school. And I remember that time because it just came as a kind of like the softness of His voice as an idea to me. And it was in a discussion. We were about to finish Bible school, and I was about to move back to Iceland for a period of time. And I was talking to one of my schoolmates, and she was just saying that she felt like the Lord was encouraging her to get connected with a radio station in her hometown, a Christian radio station. And she was praying over it and so on. And as she said those words out of the blue, I'm telling you, it was so out of the blue. Nothing I would have ever thought of. Came this idea to me, or I just felt like the Lord spoke to me. And it was just those words, "You should do the same." And in that moment of time, you start to doubt, and you start to think like, I don't even have the connections. I don't have any ways of making it accomplished. You know, you can so easily just take that idea and say, no, I'm not gonna, this is just me. I'm not even gonna test it. But as I started to pray over it, it just, you know, because that's the voice of our shepherd. Sometimes it just comes, and it may come like completely out of the blue for us. Nothing we have ever thought of, but the Lord just speaks. And this, as this idea just started to kind of, I started to pray over it. And as I moved back to Iceland after Bible school, I tested the idea as well. But as I said, there was nothing, you know, first and foremost, no experience that I had of any kind of radio settings. And no connections in that sense, like very, very clear connections. But as I moved back, the Lord supernaturally opened up the way. And I was being asked to come in and host my own radio program on a Christian radio station in Iceland. And in that moment of time, you know, you have all kinds of thoughts. I've never done this before. You get very anxious. You get very worried. You wonder how this is going to go about. But it just started with that one voice. And it just started with the voice of the shepherd. And the next step was to not just dismiss it, but test it, pray over it. And then as the Lord showed very clearly that this is what he wanted, then step by step, the next step is to take the action. And I remember as I started it, and I had my first time in the radio station. You know, you have all those nerves, and I did so many mistakes. But step by step, you figure it out together with the help of God. But the thing about the voice of God, that sometimes, as in this case, it came out of the blue. I would have never thought of ever stepping into something like that. But the Lord planted the idea, and then the next step for me was to take the different action in prayer and leading and guiding from God. And then when you stand at the door, the next step is to take the step. And I'm so thankful today that I obeyed God. And you know, one thing that I can be so thankful for as well is that through that radio program, through those different hours doing that, I know that even some of my family members that are non-believers would tune in and listen. And I know the Word of God was able to come in that manner into their lives as well, and as well as just being obedient to God. But this is one example that we hear the voice of our shepherd. And maybe there are some ideas that have been coming to you time and time again. Ideas after ideas of what you can do, or something that you have actually never thought of before. You don't even see how you can accomplish it, or it doesn't even make logical sense to you. But we need to come to a place, because you are God's child. And as a God's child, the Lord speaks to you. And when the Lord speaks to you, you also need to trust that he is the one who opens up the opportunity for it. And even though it's something you have never done, even though it's something that is so out of your comfort zone, you know what? It's even better. Why? Because that means that you're doing it not in your own strength, but you're doing it in the strength of God. It's okay to be out of your comfort zone. It's okay to not have everything put together, as long as you're being obedient to what God is saying. Because you don't know, by you stepping into that, by you deciding to be obedient to that part that God is putting on your heart, it may lead to even other opportunities along the way. It may be a one step in his plan before opening up something else. But the thing is that as believers, we need to be not only hear his voice today, but we also need to test it if it is God. And then when we test it and we know the Lord is speaking to us, or we see how He opens up in relation to what He has said, we need to walk into it. And even though at the beginning of it we feel so clumsy, we feel like it doesn't, we feel like we're making even a fool of ourselves. You know, there were times during these programs that I actually would have clicked the wrong buttons and everything was just quiet. And I had no clue how to get it back on, but by the grace of God, it worked. So I'm saying even in the midst of the will of God, we may sometimes feel like we make a mess of it. But it's okay. Because if our hearts is, Lord, I want to do Your will. Lord, I want to hear the voice of my shepherd. And Lord, when I hear the voice of my shepherd, I want to follow the voice of my shepherd. And when I follow the voice of my shepherd is not the thief that comes in the night to kill, steal, and destroy. My shepherd is the one who gives life and a life of abundance. And even though doing the things that God calls us to will be a price to pay at times, and or even all the time, there is a price to pay. And even though it may cost us to give up our selfishness, it may cost us to give up different things in our lives that are not in line with God's will. And even though it is a challenge to take and it costs us boldness, and even though in the eyes of people we may not even look like $100, but it doesn't matter as long as we follow the voice of our shepherd, that we know that everything He has intended is that He just wants to bring us from one thing to the next, to become stronger and stronger, overcome our weaknesses, learning to trust Him, learning to know Him, learning to walk with Him, because He has great things in store for us. And another thing that hearing the voice of God does is that it leads to sanctification. As it says in 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Be holy, for I am holy. One another thing, as I said, one thing, hearing the voice of our shepherd may lead to obedience. Another place where obedience is needed is that sometimes He speaks to us. And as I said, even now, maybe when I'm speaking right now, you are feeling challenged in an area. You know the Lord has been speaking to you, but you've been resisting it. You've been putting it away. Because it doesn't necessarily come as a loud thundering voice. It doesn't necessarily come as written on the wall, but it's just the voice of that shepherd. Hey, are you coming with me? Are you coming with me? Are you taking the action? Are you following where I have pointed forward for you? Or it may come in relation to our lives, maybe in relation to our relationship with Him, maybe in relation to area of our lives where we know that needs to be corrected. We know that we need to come before Him and put the different things in our lives at His disposal. Maybe it's an attitude, maybe it's a thinking lifestyle, maybe it is even, you know, I think all of us, we constantly have to be reminded of our pride, because our pride is often the very reason that keeps us away from stepping into the things of God. But in all of that, it is that voice of the shepherd. But one thing we need to be mindful of, when the voice of our shepherd, when the voice of God through the Holy Spirit comes into our life and speaks to us and maybe confronts area in our lives, you know, this is where we need to discern between the thief and the good shepherd. Because Satan the thief, when he comes in and he confronts things, he will say, there's no way out. Oh, you have blown. You have entered, you have come to the bottom. There is no way out of this. There is no way through this. This is it. You blew it. But that's because he wants to steal, kill, and destroy your joy. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy your relationship with God and make you feel like the biggest sinner on this earth. But the thing about the voice of our shepherd, when he comes and confronts things in our life, he is very clear. He shows us the very thing that needs repentance. But the thing about our shepherd that is in comparison to the thief is that there is always a way out. When he says repent, it's because be holy for I am holy. Repent so that you can become even more holier. So in that sense that you can live an even more holier lifestyle. Repent so that I can restore you. Repent so that I can build you up. Repent so that you can come into everything that I have for your life in that area of your life. So that's the voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd never says it's too late. The voice of the shepherd never says, oh, that's it. You missed the train. There is no other train. You can never board another train. This is it. You lost your opportunity. No. If we feel like we have not obeyed God, if a true repentance comes to our heart, then we can also believe that God can restore us. And maybe some of those opportunities that we did not obey may not be there any longer. But we can still trust that God can build up other opportunities or give us another chance to walk in His ways. And that's the voice of our shepherd. And another thing I also want to mention in closing is that hearing our shepherd's voice, it brings us deeper into His presence and into His love. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus says, I have come to give you life and a life of abundance. So I want to ask you today, do you hear His call? Do you hear how He is calling you closer? Maybe today all you can hear is just, I love you. Jesus just reminding you how much you are loved, how much you are cared for. Do you hear His voice today when He is speaking to you about the promises for your future? Do you hear His voice today when He is speaking to you a certain area of your life that may need a repentance before Him? Why? So that you can be restored in that area through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you hear Him as He revives dreams in your life that may have been hidden for a while? And maybe it's just that sweet voice, but it's the voice of your shepherd. Because He loves you, He cares for you. He has a life for you. Where you can walk with Him, where you can trust Him, where you can rely on Him. And it doesn't matter how much you feel sometimes like life is just not making any sense. Or you don't know how to make decisions that will benefit at this moment of time. But seek Him and He will show you. Trust Him. Dare to believe Him. And the last thing, when He speaks, take action. And see how He makes it possible. Because all He needs is your obedience, your faith in Him. If He says something, it's not because He wants you to accomplish it in your own strength. If He says something, it's because He is going to walk with you. And when the bear comes, when the lion comes, when the risk and the all of those things come, and we may just feel like a sheep, He is our protector. He is our good shepherd. Hallelujah. So if you're hearing the voice of your shepherd today, don't just dismiss it. Listen to it, embrace it, and trust Him. Hallelujah. Let me pray for us. Father, we just want to come before You right now. Jesus, we thank You that You are our good shepherd. And because we have a shepherd, we don't have to run in circles. We don't have to run wild. We don't have to run without a direction, but we can run with that direction in the freedom and the power that You give us. And Lord, I just want to pray for those today that may hear that voice of the shepherd that is calling them, maybe calling them into different areas in life. Maybe giving a direction that needs action. Or maybe there is the voice of our shepherd that is speaking to us in relation to things in our life that needs to come right. Lord, whatever it is today, we pray, Father God, I pray for each and every one, Lord, that whatever You are speaking to them right now, through this Sunday service, through the last week, or even the last months, Lord, I pray that you guide them as they take steps ahead. I pray that you reveal to them what steps to make and how to make them. Father, I pray you give them the boldness. You show them the way. You show them how. But Lord, I also pray for those that may just need to hear your voice this morning. Just that voice that says, I love you. Just that voice that says, I have you. I got you. I will take care of you. Just trust me. Lord, I pray right now that you take away anxieties and fear. And you put into them the peace of God, the grace of God, and the goodness of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us today, and God bless you.